It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Ryan Geltzeiler here to talk about it. What's up, Geltz?
Nothing, boys. How we doing, Ryan?
Doing great. Right.
Now you can sleep. Granato can finally wake up because basketball's over.
No.
Is that why he was not awake during basketball?
No, yeah. The basketball season sucked. I don't know where you stand on this, Geltz. I'm hearing all kinds of arguments. Everybody's got their opinion on this whole thing and everything else. And, you know, for the next couple of years, this is what we're going to see. If anybody beats the Golden State Warriors, right now they're listed as the biggest, they will be the biggest favorite going into next season of any team in any sport ever.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I just hate the existential existence here in the NBA that we already know who, we knew at this time last year who the champion was going to be.
At this time last year?
Yeah. Well, no, as soon as Kevin Durant signed.
Was going to be this year. Kevin Durant hadn't signed yet.
As soon as Kevin Durant signed, we knew.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The league has had a full year now to adjust to Kevin Durant being in Golden State, to adjust the bar being raised. And pardon me if I'm not going to go ahead and start engraving next year's Larry O'Brien trophy with all the Warriors' names on it before we even find out who's getting who in the offseason. So I think was this a little bit anticlimactic? It was. Durant made a decision that absolutely set the balance of power in the league on its ear. There's no doubt. I don't think you can say anything different to that thought. But I also think that to turn around and say, hey, you know, it's all over and forget it, they're just going to keep winning. First of all, they're going to have to figure out how to keep Iguodala and Livingston. And with the offers especially, listen, I think they can keep, if Durant's going to take a little bit less, which it appears that he is, instead of taking, you know, the full $35 million he can get, he's going to take in a neighborhood of $31 million. So Durant's going to take a little less. That's going to help them keep one of those guys, probably Iguodala. Livingston's going to get an offer from somebody else. And for Sean Livingston, who's never made huge money in this league, you go set your family up. You know, you won two titles here, you know, in 3 years. Go set your family up. So we're not necessarily going to get this exact same team back. And, yes, I get that your core four are going to be there. And if they're all healthy, there's no doubt that the odds are they are going to go back to the finals. But by the same token, let's wait and see what shakes out in an offseason. Let's see if Cleveland does anything drastic. Let's see if San Antonio can overturn that roster a little bit, which from what I'm understanding is a big goal of theirs. There's a lot of stuff out there that could still happen, John. To kind of just write this in next year for them at this stage, I don't agree with that. I don't think, you know, it's so many things happen over the course of an NBA season. Keep this in mind about this year's playoffs, and it's very important to know. We had some major, major injuries in the playoffs. From Blake Griffin, okay, to Kyle Lowry, to Isaiah Thomas, to George Hill, to Kawhi Leonard. What do all those guys have in common? What those guys have in common is that none of them played on the Cavaliers or the Warriors. Are we to believe that if we get a spate of injuries again next year, that the Cavs and the Warriors are going to be spared again? No guarantees. There's no guarantees.
Absolutely, there's no guarantees. I get it, and moves are going to be made. Even if moves are made, like, let's say, crazy moves. Let's just play wild moves here, okay? Carmelo somehow ends up in Cleveland, or Paul George ends up there, or Chris Paul ends up in San Antonio. I get it. We're not going to etch the name in, but the Warriors will still be favored.
Huge favorites.
There's no reason for the Warriors not to be favored. But just because, listen, every year there's a favorite, guys. And does every year the favorite win? No, there are years that the favorite wins.
Yeah,
but again,
heavy,
I think we have to be a little more open-minded in all this in terms of seeing what's coming down the pike. I really do. We've got to be a lot more open-minded in all this. Because I do think that, you know, as we see, as teams load up here in the offseason, you know, Gordon Hayward could very well change teams. Paul George is a name that's out there. I guarantee you there's a name that comes about here that you don't expect. that certainly is going to end up on the move. So that's the other big part of this. There's a lot of different things that can certainly go on here in this offseason. And once we see where the dust settles, then we can kind of look at maybe who can compete with them for next year. But we got to wait for the dust to settle first.
Okay. Give us a couple moves that you think could change the balance or at least start the conversation if these moves happen, and realistic moves.
Okay. If the Spurs can find a way to get a taker for Parker's last year of his contract, or he retires, okay, if they could find a way and they could figure out a way to get themselves Chris Paul or Lowry, and then if they could turn around and get Pau Gasol out of there and get a Tyson Chandler type of defensive-minded center. It doesn't have to be a young Nerlens Noel type of stud. You can get a guy like Chandler who's on, I guess, what's a pretty reasonable deal for the next 2 years. It didn't look like a good one at the time. And I think that you could certainly see them in a spot where they could do something. Listen, I think if Cleveland is able to do something where they can bring Paul George into the operation, I think that puts them in a position where they have the size on the perimeter that they lack to stay competitive with the Warriors. I think that would certainly help them a lot. I think that there's a variety of things that can happen in Boston that certainly could put them as a major beneficiary. And I wouldn't rule out Boston potentially getting involved in a three-way with Cleveland and Indiana that landed them Kevin Love. I mean, there's things that can happen for them as well. They're going to chase Gordon Hayward in free agency. They may look to move Isaiah Thomas and bring back a major player. There's a lot of different things that can happen for that team also. You know, you could see them bring in at a relatively cheap cost a big like a Brook Lopez to pair next to Horford and all of a sudden have a lot of size in that front court. Here's the thing. If you want to complain, and you can't complain, about there being nobody outside the four conference finalists that has a legit shot to make the right kind of move to penetrate that group, I would tell you that is a very, very fair statement. The Wizards don't have the kind of cap space to do that. I don't even know if the Clippers can keep their own guys. I think the Jazz, as unfortunate as this is for their franchise, they've probably maxed out what they can do. The Rockets maybe could add somebody, but if you go and add a Millsap or an Ibaka in place of Anderson, is that enough to catch the Warriors? I'm not sure that it is. I think outside of Cleveland, San Antonio, and Boston, I don't know that anybody else has the juice to be able to put themselves in a situation where they could be competitive with them in a series. But I would not look at any of those three teams and write them off right now before we see what they do in the offseason.
All right. Realistically, how long can Golden State keep this thing together?
Depends how much money they are willing to spend. Because if they have an open checkbook, and keep one thing in mind, a couple years, they're moving into a brand new building on order in San Francisco. They're going to be printing money down there, and they print money as it is. If they're willing to invest and, you know, have a year of a $300 million payroll, have a year of a $400 million payroll, which is really what's coming down the line with the kind of deals they're going to have to give Green and Thompson once their contracts are due after they take care of Durant and Curry. They could do this for 5 years. If they're not willing to do that, if they want to have somewhat of a reasonable payroll, that means one of Thompson or Green is going to have to go. That's absolutely people I talk to, and I think it's pretty much a consensus that would be Klay Thompson. They would trade to spread out the roster a little bit and not necessarily be as overly committed financially. And I think that would change the game on them because that, to me, is their best defensive player or certainly their best perimeter defender. So I think from that standpoint, it could go on anywhere from 2 to 5 years, depending upon how far Joe Lacob and Peter Guber want to reach in their pocket.
Yeah, just next year, by the way, if Curry takes that Supermax deal, Durant comes back for a one-year deal, roughly around 31.8, the core four by themselves will account for slightly more than the entire $101 million salary cap.
And that's with Raheel.
Oh my God.
Wait a second. That's with Draymond on only a $16 million a year deal.
Yeah, that's just next
year. And that's
year,
with Klay Thompson on only a $17 million a year deal. So that's where they are. And then you can turn around and take the money those two guys are making, and both Durant and Curry, okay, will be making more than combining the two of those salaries.
Wow.
Or just as much.
Yeah.
Well, and Draymond's dead cap is 52. And Clay's dead cap is 36.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they have left on the deal.
Well, right, but that's Clay's if they get rid of him, that's their dead cap. If they get rid of him, that's their dead cap. But you always, obviously, they don't need to. Look, if they do lose Livingston and Iguodala, really? I mean, honestly, does it really change anything? They could pick up some minimum salary guys. Not that Livingston and Iguodala aren't important, but quite frankly, you know, having the best bench isn't all that important to this team, is it?
No, but having the best defense is, and you just pick two guys out that are really important parts of what you do defensively, especially Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, again, you're right. They could, you know, what happens to them when they go to the bench? I mean, Kerr gets away with sitting Durant and Curry at the same time, and he has Green and Thompson out there, and a lot of times they don't skip a beat. So with the bench, it's easy. It'll be easy to rebuild the bench in that respect. It's you look at, you know, and Livingston's probably a guy you can figure out how to replace. It's tough, dude, just because to get a guy that's a point guard with his length and his ability to defend and how good he is on that, you know, on that pull-up shot, which really helps them a lot. You know, that's a tough guy to replace, but you can replace him and not really hurt yourself too badly. You worry a little bit about Iguodala. You really do. I mean, he guarded LeBron in a series. He takes a huge, huge burden on them on the defensive end of the floor. And then the other thing, as the guy everyone leaves open, he finishes. He does. I mean, you've kind of won two titles in the last 3 years on the heels of this smaller lineup. It used to have Barnes in it. Now it's got Durant in it. But it's Draymond Green at center, the Durant-Barnes spot, and then it's Iguodala, Curry, and Thompson. Iguodala's a huge part of that lineup. And so I would say this. If they are a little bit weaker for the loss of Iguodala and some of these other teams get stronger, I do think that the gap is going to be narrowed some. The league did not have time to prepare for Kevin Durant going to Golden State. Now going into next season, other teams will have time to prepare. And you know this. When it comes to personnel moves, teams that feel like they're at the top of the league are going to target matching up better with the Warriors in terms of what they do personnel-wise. And I'll tell you something, Adam Silver kind of deflected all this the other day when he was talking at halftime, I believe at Game 4, but he made a great point that you always have to remember, that talent is not static. Guys work hard, guys get better, we see players grow, we see teams go out and get different guys. Just because the Warriors are ruling the roost right now doesn't necessarily mean that's a permanent state of affairs for the next 5 years.
Hoops Critic at Hoops Critic. Make sure you follow him in the offseason. Draft coming up here in less than 2 weeks. Free agency is going to open up. So a lot of good stuff on Twitter. Geltz, anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, it's been fun to see. I have a blast doing this every Tuesday morning. So I keep going as long as you guys keep having me.
Geltz, we appreciate it. Great stuff all season long, even though it wasn't a great season. We get it. You're the basketball guy. You got to love your basketball. A lot of people down, Geltz. And you know what? Mike make a pretty good point. Attendance was good, okay, throughout the league. Ratings were good. So is the league looking at it like this is a problem? No.
No.
They haven't lost any money on this whole deal. People are still watching.
Listen, the league's had one problem this year, John. And the one problem they had was screwing the networks of players resting. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's got to be dealt with. There's a couple different rules things that you have to handle. Listen, I think Game 4 exposed some things with how officials are calling technical fouls. I think you have to get on top of that. I think you have an issue with guys drawing fouls behind the three-point line in terms of making, you know, lateral contact. I think that's something that's got to be cleaned up in the rules. But the resting was the big problem. Listen, you can't guarantee to the networks that series are going to go long. And was it the most exciting playoff we ever had? No, we only had two Game 7s, one in each conference. And the first one was anticlimactic because you knew whoever won that Utah Clippers series was getting their pumpkins punched by the Warriors. So, you know, that stuff you can't script. That stuff's got to kind of be that way. And super teams are great for ratings. We know that. And the finals, even in the five games, did outstanding ratings again. I mean, record ratings again this year. So I don't think any of this is bad for the league, but I do think the resting has the potential to derail a lot of what they do with the TV networks, and it's something that you're going to see them aggressively get out in front of.
All right, we'll see what happens.
There it is. Geltz, our friend. We appreciate you, Geltz, as always.
My pleasure, guys. Talk soon. Take care.
You got to come to Houston, by the way. You owe us steaks.
Yeah.
No,
where's
I
my
owe
steak?
John a steak.
Yeah, but I'm going to. John
I don't
Andrew
know
Hill
the hanger on a steak.
With Dell.
Steak.
Well, you know, if you want to know what you're going to get, Rahil, we're going to make sure that whatever Granado doesn't eat goes in a doggy bag, and I'll bring it to work for you the next day.
How's that?
Oh, that's not nice.
You didn't have enough nuts to make a bet.
I did, and he didn't take it. He already took it with you.
No, you didn't have the nuts.
Yes, I did. I had the same prediction as you.
Okay.
There you go, and I will smile. You can predict anything. John put up the steak, man.
Yep.
And I will smile watching Granato eat that steak. He earned it with the wrist, baby. He did that. You think I'm buying you a steak? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, I can buy my own steak now, Gil.
I figured, well, then God bless. Bye. You'll come join us, but you're paying your end of your debt.
Gels, thanks, man.
No problem, guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.